at the National Biodiesel Conference. We have a first-time session here, next-generation scientists for biodiesel, presenting posters here right by the expo. I'm going to interview one of our poster presenters, and first of all, let you introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Shweta, and I'm a grad student from Clemson University from the Biosystems Engineering Department, and my research primarily focuses on algae biodiesel. And this poster that I've made is on a particular project of mine that compares the biomass and lipid production of a heterotrophic algae called Chlorella prototicoides using the biodiesel-derived crude glycerol to feed it as the carbon substrate. So our experiments mainly consisted of batch and fed-batch fermentations, where we cultured the algae and made it grow in the dark using the glycerol, which is a byproduct from the biodiesel production plant, as a carbon substrate. So you're basically feeding the glycerol a byproduct of the biodiesel production and making it produce lipids that can be converted back to glycerol. And this glycerol that we used was a crude glycerol, and it seemed that the algae grows pretty well in that and produces about 44% lipids in the fed batch experiments. So the main cost in algae biodiesel is the substrate. And when you're looking at the substrate, the glycerol comes as a byproduct, and so you're not wasting the byproduct and are using that to grow the algae. So you cut down on a large amount of your cost, and the glycerol needs no further purification. It grows pretty well in a 65% pure glycerol. So my experiments were mainly based on the batch fermentation and fed batch fermentation, where I studied the lipid extraction each day, the lipid concentration, the gram per gram dry weight of lipid, and the biomass that was produced. So the carbon substrate was glycerol, and the nitrogen substrate was yeast extract. So basically, yeah, this sums up the whole experiment. And we look into making an integrated biorefinery in our college. So we have some researchers working on cellulosic ethanol. So we get ethanol from that process. And if you can get the biodiesel to go instead of methanol, which comes from natural gas, if you get it to go with the cellulosic ethanol and with the transesterification process, we get the lipid from the algae. So we're having a totally self-sustained process happening right on campus. So.
Now, you are still attending the university there then?
Right. I'm a second-year master's student, so I still have a year to finish.
So what is your goal after working in this area? Do you have some career plans?
Yeah, I'm totally pumped up with biodiesel, so I definitely want to stay here. But I'm just weighing my options on whether to stay a little longer in academia, whether to go on to a PhD, or to look for jobs, but I'm just open to anything to do with biodiesel, especially algae. So
what do you think about being able to present here at this conference and interact with professionals and people involved in the industry?
Right, this conference especially has been like one of the best I've attended, because everybody is here for biodiesel, and moreover, you have a very diversified people from different backgrounds. Like, there are a lot of people working with like soybean oil and experts from like various fields. And we had some great presenters who talk about algae biodiesel and even other sources. So this is like a wonderful experience to be here and interact with everyone.
Well, it's a first time. Maybe it won't be the last time that we'll do this here. Thanks for visiting with me. We are at the National Biodiesel Conference. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.